It's the sports talk show that could be hosted in a bathrobe. Time for more Game On with Wes Moore.
Let's keep it going. We had some good Razorback talk the last segment. Now we got Matt Jones in here, WholeHogSports.com. He joins us on the Fidelity Communications Hotline. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Wes. I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Let me start here, and I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Why will Arkansas beat TCU? What will happen for Arkansas to beat the Horned Frogs?
Well, I think if Arkansas wins, it probably needs to do a couple of things. It will need to force some turnovers. I think that anytime you can make a road team commit turnovers, I think you've got a pretty good chance of winning. And then, you know, Brett is 4-1 against teams from the Big 12 since he's been at Arkansas, and I think in a lot of those games, whether it be at Texas Tech in 2014 or the Texas Bowl later that year, they've really been able to, you know, dominate the time of possession, you know, something like 2-1, I think, in most of those games. And, you know, I've always said the biggest difference that you see between the SEC and other conferences is the size of the defensive lines. And I think a lot of the times, and I think you'll see this from TCU this week, they've got smaller defensive linemen. And so, you know, if Arkansas can establish its run game and push around that smaller defensive line, I think they could potentially wear them down by the fourth quarter. So I think that's the recipe for Arkansas to win, is to be able to run the ball well and force a couple of turnovers. The problem I see from Arkansas' standpoint is the issue at cornerback, with losing Ryan Pulley, having to start a freshman against a pretty good TCU offense, some, you know, good playmakers at receiver. I think that could potentially give TCU an edge in the game.
Yeah, it's scary if you're going to have a true freshman out there against an offense like this. The best thing you can do is, obviously, they're going to try to give him some help. They're not going to put him out there on an island. But you know what? When you're spreading the field out and you're going four wide, sometimes you can't give a guy a whole lot of help, because there's receivers all over the field. The number one thing to help him out, get after the quarterback. You know, if he's running for his life, it's hard to focus in on one receiver.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they'll play a lot of nickelback this week. I think you'll see a lot of Kevin Richardson on the field, helping out in some of those instances. But I definitely expect TCU to spread Arkansas out and, you know, see if this defense really is improved over last season.
All right, Arkansas on Monday, if they lose, what is it we're talking about? What's the problem?
Oh, well, I mean, it could be any number of things. I think, though, that, like I said, I think this is going to be a big challenge for the defense. I think a lot of people expect, and I say a lot of people, I think there are some people who expect, you know, Paul Rhodes to be a miracle worker and, you know, improve the defense dramatically overnight. I don't know if that's possible. I think you've got to, you know, recruit better players in certain positions. I still think that, you know, they're pretty thin at some positions, and, you know, an injury here or there could hurt them a lot this season. And I think they've got they've got some talented players on the back end of the defense, but they're freshmen. And I think that, they'll have some times this year where they show flashes of what they're capable of, and I think there will be some times this year that they look like freshmen. But I think if Arkansas loses Saturday, I think it'll be a high-scoring game. And so I think the defense is what people would be talking about the most.
Got Matt Jones with us on the Fidelity Communications Hotline. Matt's with WholeHogSports.com. Matt, just had a caller in, and he said something. It really kind of hit me, and he's kind of right. He said Arkansas's got to win this game. Well, obviously, they don't got to win it to win the West, or they can still win some games and get people. They need to win this game for the fan base, for the morale of the fan base. You got so many people, to me, they're just sitting back waiting for something to happen. They're not getting their hopes. They're not standing out there on a limb thinking that thing's going to break off and they're going to fall, 30 feet. Arkansas really needs to win this game.
Well, I think they need to win it for a few reasons. You want to improve on the record that you had last year. There are games that Arkansas plays this year that they're probably going to lose. They're probably going to lose when they go to Alabama. They're not going to be favored when they go to LSU. They're probably not going to be favored when Auburn comes to Fayetteville. When you look at what those teams have, they look like better teams than Arkansas. You look at a few games here over the next few weeks, TCU, Texas A&M, at South Carolina, those games, they kind of look like toss-ups. And so, because I think you can make an argument that Arkansas is a better team than all three of those. And you need to win the games where you appear to be a better team, and especially when they're at home. And so I think that they need to win from the standpoint of they want to build on they want to have a better record than they had last year, and from the standpoint of, you know, you need to win your games at home.
Matt Jones is with us, WholeHogSports.com. Matt, the loss of, you got some receivers, you know, with Coylen out, with Brandon Martin out. These guys didn't make an impact last week, but are they getting thin? Are they still got numbers? Wide receiver, is it okay?
No, I think wide receiver's fine. Coylen probably was not going to play this year. I think the fact that he did not play in the Florida A&M game was an indication that they were going to redshirt him. So I don't think that's a loss at all. Brandon Martin, it's a loss in terms of he's a player who has some capabilities, but he's been, you know, bumping along pretty low on the depth chart, you know, somewhere along third team status at, you know, at that receiver position that he plays. The coaches were not pleased with him when he came back, or maybe not came back is the right word, because he was with the team all summer. But when he got out on the practice field in the preseason, they thought he was overweight, that he had gained too much weight, too much bad weight over the summertime. They were not happy with the knowledge of the playbook. So that kind of, you know, pushed him down the depth chart, and he hasn't been able to make it up. I think he'll be back probably within a couple, 3 weeks. It doesn't sound like it's a real serious hamstring injury, although those are injuries where, you know, the slightest thing one way or the other could keep him out for longer. It's those are worse injuries than a broken bone, because you can fix a broken bone with surgery. You know, those pulled muscles, you don't ever know what's going to trigger another episode there. But I think at receiver they're fine. They've still got about seven guys that I think they're going to be able to count on, even without Brandon Martin.
Hey Matt, how much of the playbook did we see last week? Because I've heard people say we got to open things up. I think that was about as plain and simple. Going back and watching it, they ran the ball with a lot of success right up the middle, right between in the A gap, and the passes they threw, they were pretty simple. It seemed like they didn't show a whole lot. Did you think it was pretty plain last Thursday?
Someone asked Brett Bielema on the teleconference on Wednesday whether or not he held anything back for the game, and he was kind of coy about it. But I think anyone who watched the team under Dan Enos knows that that didn't look like the same type of play calling that you see from Arkansas later in the season. I can't remember outside of maybe a couple of times where Arkansas even took a shot more than 15, 20 yards down the field passing the ball. So I think you're right. It may have not been as vanilla in their run calls, but I think that it was, you know, pretty – I think it was they played their passing game pretty close to the vest, and they had some success throwing the ball against TCU last year. And so I think that you'll probably see early on in the game Saturday that Arkansas will take a couple of chances and show some things that they didn't show in Little Rock last week.
Matt, are you sold on the 3-4, or are you like everybody else? You're going to have to wait and see.
Oh, I think you've got to wait and see. I think teams can be successful running a 4-3. I think they can be successful running a 3-4. I think they can be successful running a base nickel defense. It's all about the personnel you have. Arkansas obviously did not play the 4-3 that well last season, but I still think that there are some holdovers from that team that you know, kind of hurt them in a 4-3 and might hurt them in a 3-4. For instance, the safeties took horrible angles on running quarterbacks last season, and I think that that's something more instinctual. I don't know that that's something coaching can fix every time. So I think there's some issues there. It's all about the personnel. They think they've got the personnel to play 3-4 better. And the you know, Florida A&M did not. That was not a good. That was not a good gauge to grade the 3-4 defense. What you see against TCU and Texas A&M and South Carolina in three of the next four games, that'll give you a better idea of where they are.
Great to talk to you, Matt. Appreciate your time. I'll see you up there Saturday. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, Wes. We'll see you later. Bye.
Matt Jones, WholeHogSports.com.